Alrighty, I want to show you two things this morning. The first is so disgusting that it just might make you feel sick. And the second is so dangerous that you must absolutely promise not to try it at home. And then when you've seen those two things, I'm hoping that you're going to realise a third thing that is so exciting that it is quite possibly the most exciting thing in the world ever. All in 5 minutes. Strap him. But before we get into that, I'm really impressed at some of these Christingles. Hold up your Christingle that you've made. They look brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So there's an orange to represent the world, and there's the red band around the middle. It's supposed to be a red ribbon. It's actually red sellotape, but we're going to pretend it's a red ribbon. That reminds us of Jesus' blood. That reminds us that Jesus died for us. And then you've got the sweets on the sticks, which remind us of God's gifts and God's love to the four corners of the world and throughout the four seasons. And then on top, last but not least, you've got the candle that represents the light of the world. Jesus, who is the light of the world. And we call Jesus the light of the world because when he came at Christmas, he came to bring light into all the dark places in life. And so where there's hatred and unkindness, he came to bring love. Where there's suffering and pain, he came to bring healing. And where there's sadness and despair, he came to bring hope. So Jesus is the light because he came to make things better. That's why he came at Christmas. That's why he came as a baby. Now, I need to tell you something really sad this morning, so I hope you're sitting down. You will not always have your Christingle. I'm really sorry. I mean, I know half of you are already working out how you're going to get away with eating the sweets before you get home anyway. But even if you were planning to save it, even if you were planning to keep it forever, you will not always have your Christingle. You'll still have it on Christmas Day, and I hope you'll light it as part of your Christmas meal on Christmas Day. That's what it's really for. It's to remind us as we eat our Christmas meal who Jesus is and why he came. But you won't always have that Christingle. If you wanted to keep it for next year, you can't. I'm sorry. I know this. I know this is true because my daughter Jess, once upon a time, about 10 years ago, did an experiment without telling me. And she took her Christingle that she'd just made and she put it in a plastic bowl under her bed and she left it there for a really, really long time. Her Christingle was in a plastic bowl under her bed without me knowing for so long that science happened. Do you want to see what her Christingle turned into? You need a fairly strong stomach for this. This is her Christingle. I can't remember how many months later it was that we found it, but this is Jess's Christingle in its plastic bowl. The projectors don't quite do justice to the colour green that muck that was left in. The ribbon survived really well, but I think she'd eaten the sweets, but the orange just turned into pulp. You can't keep Christingles forever. You can't. So, guys, enjoy them for Christmas, but you can't keep them unless you want to do science, in which case, take them home, hide them, don't tell anyone, come back in a few months. Tell them that the minister said so. But what you can keep forever is the light of the world. Because Jesus doesn't just want to be the light of the world, he wants to be the light of your world. He wants to be the light of your world. He wants you to invite him into your life. The Bible says something really quite surprising. Hannah's just read the bit where it talks about Jesus as the light of the world, and Jesus described himself as the light of the world. But then in another place, Jesus said this. He looked at all his friends and he said, "You are the light of the world." So hang on, Jesus, what is it? Are you the light of the world, or am I the light of the world? Are we the light of the world? What is it? Well, actually, it's both. He's the light of the world, but we are the light of the world. I want to try and show you something. Safety first. This is the bit that you mustn't try at home, guys. In rehearsal, the gloves went on so easily. I've never done this before. I've got no idea what's going to happen next. Now, it might be that you feel like I'm not the light of the world. In fact, I'm really nothing special. I don't glow. There's nothing special about me. And I often feel like that. And in fact, it's kind of true. But here's the incredible thing. When Jesus comes into our lives, we become the light of the world. I'm going to put a lid on that because it's slightly toxic. When Jesus comes into our lives, and when our lives are lived in his light, we become the light of the world. We get to shine in the way that he does. I'll leave that there so you can see it. And I'm hoping that that started you realizing something really amazing. By ourselves, we are nothing special. By myself, I'm not even the light of a candle. But never mind the light of the world. But with Jesus in me, I become the light of the world. With Jesus in you, you become the light of the world. When you invite Jesus into your life, when you decide that you are going to follow him, you become the light of the world. And so Jesus is still the light of the world. Where there's hatred and unkindness, he's still bringing love. Where there's suffering and pain, he's still bringing healing. Where there's sadness and despair, he is still bringing hope. But he's doing it through people like you and me, who choose to follow him and who become the light of the world alongside him. And I think that is the most incredible thing to remember this Christmas. When we think about the light coming into the world, the light didn't stay in Jesus. He spread it to everyone who follows him and asked us to become part of bringing good news and hope and life and healing to the world. That's his invitation to us, to let the light in, but also to be the light. You guys are the light of the world.